Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
We're talking about the Grand National. We love it in Ireland. What is it about this that we absolutely love? Mr. Paddy Power, good morning.
Good morning, Tara. How are you getting on?
How are you keeping?
I'm wonderful, so I am. Over at Aintree. So today is Ladies' Day. Tomorrow is the big race, the Grand National, like you said. The weather is glorious, so it's all good.
And Paddy, the last time I saw you in the paper was with your top off, because you were saying that you were losing the shirt off your back. So how's your top? Is it on? How are you feeling about this weekend?
Well, the Page 3 career hasn't taken off so well, Tara, to be honest. But to be honest, yesterday was about a score draw, I think. There was a couple of favourites and a couple of outsiders won. But to be honest, like, Aintree's all about the Grand National, so it's all about the big race tomorrow. And we've got Tony McCoy is the real talking point this year, because this is last Grand National ever. And he has said, to be fair, and we've all heard about him, he's retiring this year and all that. And to be fair, he probably regrets announcing it so early, because every time he goes to the race, he's, oh, it's McCoy's last time here. But he did say from the very start, if he wins the Grand National, he'll hang up his boots there and then. So tomorrow at like 4:30 about, if he does happen to win and shut the front door, it really will be amazing, actually, because he'll take his boots off and Paddy, the crowd or something.
Yeah, I hope he does something amazing. And Paddy, I have to tell you, shut the front door is my catchphrase, has been my catchphrase for a couple of years. I wreck people's heads with that ever since I saw it in the TV show episodes with Matt LeBlanc. That has been my catchphrase, so every single time it's mentioned in any bulletin or by you or by anybody, I get somebody somewhere giving me a poker or something. So
that
shut the front
you
door.
You are well and truly on this bandwagon, Tara, I guess.
So you know which way my money's going anyway this weekend. Not that we're advertising that we should all be putting our money on betting, but Paddy,
Look, the only thing is the Grand National is a bit different from everything else, because everyone does have a 50p each way, or a 50 cent each way, or a quid each way, or something like that. So it's all a bit of crack. Now you wouldn't be getting, I mean, the Grand National is like, what are there, 40 horses, 35 fences, 4.5 miles. It's not easy, but yeah, you got to have a little nibble at the Grand National.
But what is it, Paddy? Why do we love this so much?
I mean, the obvious stuff is because the fences look a bit weird compared to normal fences. They're all big and hairy fences, and they're not quite as big as they used to be, but it's still a big, big race. There's like 500 million people around the world who watch it, or 600 million or something like that, so it's quite a spectacle. It's a real test of stamina. I mean, the horse that wins it, like, very rarely does a Grand National winner come back and even win any race afterwards, because it probably takes an awful lot of it. This is the pinnacle. This is like, kind of, they throw their guts and everything into it. And when a jockey wins it, I mean, you saw Tony McCoy has won every race. He's won about a million races. And it took him until a couple of years ago before he could win the Grand National. There's one chance every year for one jockey to win the race. So it's a huge, huge, big thing. And the prize money is obviously massive. There's £1 million in the pot. Liverpool is just it's kind of party town, really. I mean, it's like the festival is all about having the crack. I mean, you see here, it's so different from Cheltenham, because people here, they're I guess, out for the day out. The racing happens to be on, but Cheltenham, there's so much pressure about planning for the whole year towards it. Well, the Grand National is just about the occasion, I think, more than anything.
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head, and it's great crack, it seems to be. And also, people, the women as well, Ladies' Day you're talking about, dress differently for the Grand National. There's something about Aintree that's a little bit more...
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I mean, like, put it this way, the people will take the mick and everything like that about, oh, the Liverpool ladies, the Faytan, all that kind of stuff. I read a stat there recently that the average spend today for a lady going racing is a grand sterling. That means, and this is like, you know what I mean, this is like, it's not like posh people, it's just normal people. So they obviously don't go out from Christmas, they save for Ladies' Day, and this is a big, big day out, and they've gone and get their hair done, their tan done, all that kind of stuff. And they look amazing. Like, I mean, they go to the track, everyone has their own kind of sense of style, put it that way. But to be fair, people have really put it in. So I'll be going there now in my 3-piece tartan suit. Honestly.
I want that picture in the paper.
It'd be better than the one with my top off, anyway, put it that way.
We have that up on the wall in here. At the moment, I'm looking at it right now. Ryan seems to have has a particular penchant for it.
Ryan's private stash. Isn't
you
it?
Can yeah, okay. you can bring that up with him when you're talking to him the next time. Just don't tell him where you got the story. But but no, it is a thing. And look, you don't need to be into racing to be emotional about AP McCoy. He is one of our most outstanding athletes. It's just an amazing story. It really is. I mean, I went to school with Chanel and his wife, and you see her talking about it and getting very emotional after each of the big races that he's done in recent time. And you, like I said, you don't need to be into even sport to get that.
Yeah, absolutely right. And I'm lucky enough to have met him a few times. I know Chanel as well. And he's also a gentleman, because people who are that much of a champion at sport are often kind of, I don't want to use a bad word on the radio, but they're often not that nice people because they're so focused and so selfish. You know what I mean? Because they have to be a champ. But he's just not. He's a total gent. He's full of fun, and he's obviously very focused. And you wouldn't want to get into a fight. I mean, he's tough as nails. I mean, they say who's tougher, him or Conor McGregor. I mean, there's a good argument there, because I tell you what, McCoy has gone through some punishment in his career. So he's a freak of nature. Like, he really is a freak of nature. When you hear the jockeys like getting a little bit excited talking about the chance next year of actually becoming champion jockey, because it just was a no contest for the last, I think, 20 years or something, or 15 years he's been champion jockey. I should know that. But for a long time anyway. So it is outrageous. And you can see why he's going out now when he's still at the top, because I just think he could not bear it not to be champion, because that's how competitive he is. I mean, I remember I was on holidays once and bumped into himself and Michelle, and the kids were all playing in the pool, and he started organising these Lilo races with the kids up the pool, and he wouldn't let them win. He couldn't bring himself to let the 5-year-old children beat him. Do you know what I mean?
That's, hang on a minute now. On one side, Paddy, you're saying he's such a lovely lad, and now on the other side, you're saying he won't let kids beat him in a race in the pool.
He was teaching them the importance of trying hard or something, I'm sure, yeah.
I like your style. Good recovery. But no, yeah. Paddy, what about tips? I mean, what tips do you have for us? And real ones now.
Yeah, okay. Well, the first thing to remember is, right, Shut the Front Door genuinely should be favoured for this race, regardless of the AP factor, because he won the Irish Grand National. He looks very well handicapped. He's been laid out for this race, which means that they probably have been planning this for a long time. It'd be naive to think that we knew as soon as John Joe Neal and Jake McManus and AP McCoy knew that he was going to retire this year. I'm sure they've known for quite a while this was the plan. And they've, you know, obviously they all want the same fairy tale that we want. They all want him to win the National's last try. And now he has to jump around and he has to be lucky and a bit of luck and running and everything. But they have this horse in peak condition, I'm sure. So he's a genuine favourite. He's going to be shortish odds, like 7-1. But you got to ask yourself, I mean, this could be the most famous Grand National of them all with his last one if he wins it. And do you really not want to be on that bandwagon? I mean, I think you got to get on it.
Okay, sold. Shut the Front Door, yeah. Sold. What else have we got for us?
But hang on a sec. There's another fairy tale. Wait, by the way, we'll make a fairy tale out of whatever wins the Grand National. But there is another one waiting to happen. And that's, we saw Katie Walsh won the Irish Grand National last week, or on Monday. And so she's not riding in the race, but Nina Carberry is riding in the race, and she won yesterday over the same Grand National friends on the fringe, and she's riding a horse called First Lieutenant for Mouse Morris, and that is a massive chance. It really does. It's about a 20-1 shot, and 16-1, 20-1. And for an each way bet, I mean, it's a great jumper. He's 10-year-old. You need to be 10 or 11 years old to win the Grand National in recent years. He's a 10-year-old. He's never been over these fences before, but he's won at Aintree before, and he's probably one of the classiest horses in the race on his day. He was a potential goal. He was almost a Gold Cup horse. So I wouldn't put you off on a few quid each way in first attendance. You have the McCoy factor. You got the lady jockey Nina Carberry factor as well. I mean, I can work like we must be able to pick another fairy tale out of this one.
Yeah,
but I think those two are good. And another one. Okay, I tell you what, it's going to be a three-way dead heat. Here you go, Tara. Right?
Okay.
You've got Shut the Front Door, First Lieutenant, and they're going to dead heat with Rocky Creek for Paul Nichols. And that's one that's quite well handicapped.
Did you just pull that out of your hat? You sound like you were pausing there, Paddy. Have you thought this through?
No, that was for dramatic effect. to be fair, I was between him and Spring Hill, but I put Rocky Creek in because... He's carrying 9 pounds less than he should. He'd won his last race after the weights were done. So what they do is there's a guy called the handicapper, and he gives all the horses a weight. So in theory, the horses should have the exact same chance, and it should be a 40-horse dead heat, which probably won't happen.
Okay.
But what he's done is he gives them a lot of weight. But Rocky Creek actually won another race after he got his weight. So he should, in theory, be carrying more, but the handicapper wasn't allowed to make him carry more. So Rocky Creek is what we call well handicapped. He's carrying less than he should be.
Okay, well, listen, Paddy, before you get windswept into that tunnel or wherever you're being taken to there. So listen, there's a box of chocolates in this for you. So I've written down all three, and if it's a win-win-win, I'll be on.
Great. Well, Tara, best luck to you, because I'll be back in them too.
Great. And I want to see that. Don't forget the pictures in the paper of you and your three-piece.
I'll do my best. I think that there's some ladies in Liverpool might get in the paper ahead of me, I'd say, but you never know.
Paddy, great talking to you as always. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Tara.
Bye.